Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You had that 50th birthday party. You were worried about game five.
I actually had a spot secured. I was ducking out. There's
what do
no
you mean
way.
Spot secured?
To go watch the Yankee game.
At the party?
No, up the block.
Oh.
I was going to go to the party.
Go to the party for a little bit.
Not for a little bit.
Yeah.
Party for a little bit. Duck out. Go watch the Yankees. I had a couple of guys that were joining me, though. But no, there is no baseball.
Thanks for the reminder, buddy. There
appreciate
is baseball.
That. Not baseball that I'll be watching.
Watch the Mariners and Tigers tonight. Game five at 8 o'clock.
How about the... Think about this. I remember saying this to Hoff earlier today. Like the way we'll get back to the Giant Colts. Yeah. Giants are fired up. 888-808-1019, obviously. BT and Sal. If the Mets or the Yankees lost an elimination playoff game the way the Phillies lost on a ground ball back to the pitcher when he should throw to first base that he airmails the catcher on, season over, I think WFAN would implode like the Death Star. I think it would be the end.
Philly today, that's a rough wake up.
After sorry.
You got your asses beat by the Giants. You got your asses beat by the Giants and then you went out like that. Oh, now getting beat by the Dodgers, whatever, but still getting beat in the first round. Same thing for the Phillies. The Phillies are becoming the Sixers. Remember, I used to call them the semi-Sixers that couldn't get out of the second round.
Yeah.
Phillies again, great year, winning the NL East, running away with it, mocking the Mets, burying the Mets. All their 90-plus wins for naught. You're out. You didn't even get a game five at home. See ya. Now, a part of me feels bad for the pitcher. He handled it well. What's his name? His last name?
He did handle it pretty well.
Herrig or something, whatever it is. But he handled it like a man last night. That's what you should do, like a grown adult. Oof. Good job by him.
Do you really have an option?
Yeah,
I guess you could be jazzed and not look at people, I guess. But when you do something that egregiously bad, you have no choice. Well, have to look in the cameras and answer.
I forget the exact thing last year, but remember Mark Andrews with the Ravens in the postseason? He handled it poorly.
Oh, yeah, the tight end. I remember that a little bit.
He didn't handle that well.
Well, he dropped a couple.
Yeah, okay, right. But I don't remember him handling it well.
A guy didn't.
This guy stood up there and said, whatever, he made a mistake. Now, it was an all-time choke job, like you said. You could see the panic, and he admitted to it, saying the pressure got to me.
Yeah.
We all saw it.
Yeah.
Clearly, the pressure got to him. He freaking panicked right in the middle of the diamond.
Catcher's pointing one, and he's yelling,
and
Realmuto
couldn't be, you couldn't be calmer. Realmuto was just calm, like standing there with no urgency, calming. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, crap.
Got to get ready for the bull. Did you get a stake? You hit the bull. It hit the backstop.
Holy cow. Not only did he panic and make the wrong play, he freaking airmails went, oh, that
especially
is brutal.
Imagine if it was like Luke Weaver now or Armando Benitez back in the day for the like somebody who was so reviled over you.
Helsley for the Mets.
Helsley, one of those dudes.
Williams for the Yanks.
Oh, God almighty. Devin Williams.
Oh, nice. Man.
E-L-G-F-E-S.
Eagles! Yeah, there you go. Eagles, Phillies.
The Eagles.
Out, and this is great. Oh, man, that was sweet.
See ya.
That was a sweet night. I'll tell you,
what was that?
I was going to say,
good.
Had a fun couple of nights watching sports.
You got to latch on to something when you don't have anything on your own to watch.
You're exactly right. Remember we talked about it yesterday with Gio saying it's easier to root against? He's right.
Yeah, well, I mean, is he, though, at the end of the day? What's more fun? Even if he's literally right, and I'm not even sure that he is, what's more fun?
The Giants' win last night showed you why you stick with it, and
it's more
fun.
That's right.
And now tomorrow's the Jets' turn.
Sunday. I don't even want to get up. I really don't. I got a late night Saturday, Friday and Saturday. I mean, of course, I will get up and watch this. I will watch the Jets with one eye open.
You do the podcast right after?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll do it.
Brunch with BT.
I'll drop the 9 F-bombs like I always do. Listen, YouTube BT is a little different than radio BT because I can be.
BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. Don is calling from Tampa, Florida. What's up, Don?
V-M-E-N, G-Man, Big Blue is back, baby.
Big Blue, Donnie.
It's amazing how one game can change so much for the fortunes of a fan base and the excitement of the team. I just have a couple quick things, though. Number one, loved Scatabu's energy. But Scatabu, to me, man, he's like an old-school throwback running back, bro. To watch him plow people over, the energy that he brings to the team, I think, has been sorely needed and missed along. So that's huge. I agree with what you said, too, earlier, Sal, about Bowen. I just wish we had a more aggressive defense, especially in key moments. And I hope that maybe we'll make a decision there. I don't know if it's going to happen during the season, and I don't expect it to if we keep winning. But maybe next year, I would love to see an old-school defense to match this offense so we can have something special. But my biggest point is this, and I'd love to hear you guys. I believe, and I'm not saying we're going to the playoffs, obviously, but if we play like we did yesterday, like you guys said, we're truly capable of beating anybody in the NFL. And so my biggest point is it's up to, in my opinion, Joe Shane now to do something in the trade deadline to get this kid, Dart, a stud receiver, a number one receiver for this season that could potentially be a great number two receiver when Neighbors comes back for next season, maybe even a long-term piece in this puzzle. But if that's like a Jacoby Myers, I don't know if he qualifies as number one from a bad team in the Raiders. Or a Higgins from Cincinnati.
They just signed him.
They need to bring in somebody as a weapon that can give Dart an opportunity to make something special happen this year and see what the team can do.
Okay. It's a good point. I've heard that a little bit. I don't disagree, but I think you're kind of going off and making a U-turn before you actually get to the most important destination, and here's why. See, it's not about trying to get to the playoffs this year. It's not for me.
Right.
To me, it's about giving Dart a chance each week to be really, really good and to go through progressions. Now, last night was special. A couple of guys dropped balls in the end zone on dimes that he lofted over. We talked about that. Like, he threw the ball really well. But I think it's more about just, you know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Getting more answers on him this season, because without Neighbor, whomever emerges the top threat, Robinson, whatever, you know, see a little more double team. So I'm not averse to making a trade, but it's not so much to make a playoff push. It's just to allow him to continue to grow as
a
quarterback.
If you want to make the team better for now and for the future, sure, whatever. And look, if they try to upgrade the team, I'm not going to knock them for it. I don't think playoffs are a realistic possibility. There's a long way to go. They're 2-4 right now, looking at potentially 2-5 in a tough environment in Denver. Even if the Giants were Super Bowl contenders, they could lose that game to Denver. It's not a knock saying, oh, the Giants aren't good. Here's the most important part of the whole thing for me. The days of looking at the schedule, looking at the slate for the week, thinking like, ah, crap, we got the worst game on the docket. The Giants can't beat whatever, whoever team. Those days are over, thankfully. Because even after the win against the Chargers, that was still the feel by many going into last night's game. Can't compete with the Eagles. Touchdown underdogs at home. Just not a different level. Let's wait till we get more teams like the Saints, the winnable games. Those days are over. Any game that is on the Giants calendar is now officially winnable. It doesn't mean that they're going to win them all. Doesn't even mean they're going to win the majority of them. But they're back in play to be competitive each and every Sunday. And for year one, week three, or going into week four of the rookie quarterback, that's more than anything you could have asked for.
I was thinking about this, right? So our first show was July. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking about it. Thank you, guys. My bad. I was thinking about this from July of 23 when you and I first started our shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's also coming off a playoff performance for the Giants, but there was still a lot around Daniel Jones and contract and stuff and a playoff win. Since we started in July of 23, have we ever had a 95-minute incredibly positive conversation about the Giants?
No.
We have not. Not once.
Or the Jets. I mean,
no,
if you want to tie
them. Well, that's
for
sure.
But I'm saying
sure.
We get two football teams. You know, we've had some moments with the Mets. We've had, obviously, moments with the Yankees, the Knicks. We've had great. Mm-hmm. No. It's great.
It's been, when are we firing this guy? Where are you going to find the quarterback? What about the coach? You know, empty seats, the
Daniel
ownership.
Jones, Saquon Barkley.
Planes flying over stadium, empty seats, other fan bases invading the stadium. Yeah, last night was, it feels like a page turner for the Giants. Awesome.
Steven calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Steven?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Big Giant fan. Great win yesterday. Very excited for the future. You know, the biggest thing, I always goes back, Daniel Jones, that first year winning that playoff game just delayed this process. And what I mean by that is the process of a head coach, a general manager, finding and going for their franchise quarterback. And, yeah, we don't know if this guy's going to be, you know, a Hall of Famer or not, but now we could actually set our goals, and this is it. Let's just have fun, and let's see what happens. We're 2-1 with this quarterback. This is the start now.
Yes.
So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing, and that's my point that I wanted to share with you guys.
It's a great point, Stephen, and thank you for the call. I said that a few weeks ago. For anything that happened before doesn't matter. This is it now. It's essentially year one with Brian Daboll. He's got his quarterback. You're right. That playoff win with Daniel Jones, having Daniel Jones forced on them, that delayed. It's why I was screaming about Daniel Jones forever, dating back to the overnights. I can't take it anymore. Time to move on. Let him have success somewhere else. They needed to have their new regime pick their guy, and they did. And he got the start in whatever week it was, you know, 3 weeks ago against the Chargers. That's essentially now year one with the head coach and this quarterback combination, and so far through three weeks, it's been great.
Listen, fans are going to do what they want to do. I get it. I would just encourage everybody, don't be so tempted to go from 0 to 110.
I know.
You know, and I get it because, listen, I'm as guilty as anybody. Like, Zach Wilson had a few broken off, you know, off-script plays early. I remember one to, Corey Davis, when he, like, pointed his finger and waved them down, like a 50-yard bomb, I think it was against Tennessee. And I'm like, here we go. We got our guy, you know. So I do it as much as anybody. I own that. I do.
You said it today. Dart's going to be a superstar.
Well, he is.
Okay.
But I'm talking about, it's one thing to be excited. And again, I'm not getting preachy. Do whatever you want. But just understand that it's the NFL and it's hard and there still are some holes on this team. And he is a kid and he's going to make bad reads and he's going to put balls on the turf and he's going to throw into double coverage. And the Giants will lose a game in the fourth quarter that they had the lead to. They'll have a game where they never show up. Just because that's football and they lose, you know, 37-10 and it's going to seem like it's five steps back. It's not. You got your quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.